We stand, dear friends, chashuva, wonderful friends, before a Yom HaDin, in which we and all of our families stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say in the Vidui on Yom Kippur, time and time again, Teim b'libeinu la'azov derech resha, give us the heart to turn away from whatever we've been doing wrong, v'chish lonu yesha, and quickly send to us a Yeshua, Yeshua for us and our wives and our children and our parents, and a Yeshua for all of Klal Yisrael. And then we bring the Pasuk. As Kakosav, as it says, Yaziv Rosha Darkoi Vish Oven Machshavoisav. The Rosha who does Averis with his hands and with his legs and with all his Evorim, Yaziv Rosha Darkoi, you should leave those ways. The Ish Oven, there's a title called an Ish Oven, he should leave Machshavoisav, his thoughts. So what are we talking about here? What thoughts are we talking about over here? Ish Oven Machshavoisav. The Mefarshim say we don't mean, the Novi doesn't mean a person who plans to do an Avera. That's already Yaziv Rosh Adarkoi. The Ish Oven Machshavoisav is where the Avera is in the Machshava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to think about other Yidden. Every Yid that we meet and every person that we have a relationship with, look at them, think of them in a positive light. See their tremendous capabilities and their wonderful character traits. See what's good in every person. A person who looks at other people in a negative light, the Ish Oven, he's called an Ish Oven, he should leave Machshavoisav. And then the Novi continues, Yaziv Rosh Adarkoi Vish Oven Machshavoisav V'yoshev El Hashem V'irachameyu V'el Elekeinu Kiyar V'lislach. Says the Novi, there's one level, Yoshev El Hashem, he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs Midas Arachamim, Yoshev El Hashem Midas Arachamim, because all that he did was Yaziv Rosh Adarkoi. If he only stopped doing Averis with his Evarim, external Averis, he needs the Yoshev Hashem, he needs Midas Arachamim. But the Ish Oven Machshavoisav, if I change my Machshavos, if I change the way I look at people, and I start looking at people and seeing all their wonderful attributes, and I only want good for every person that I meet, Ve'elali Kenu, even Midas Hadin, Kiyar B'Lesloach, because I've changed completely. I've become what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to become. I've become a person who looks favorably at other people. What's the opposite of the Ish Oven? The opposite of the Ish Oven is written in the Pasuk in Mishle, where Shlomo HaMelech says, Ule yoyatzei shalom simcha, says the Medrash. Le yoyatzei shalom means the person who lies in bed, who walks on the road, who thinks, le yoyatzei, what goes through his mind, le yoyatzei shalom, I want to see shalom and I want to see good in every person that I come into contact with. The person who's le yoyatzei shalom, all his thoughts are always good for other people, simcha, he has a life of simcha. But the Ish Oven, says Dovid HaMelech in Tehillim, the Ish Oven Yachshev al Mishkovoi. Oven Yachshev al Mishkovoi. Wherever he is, whenever he thinks about other people, Oven Yachshev al Mishkovoi. He thinks about other people in a not favorable life. He doesn't want the other people to be matzliach and happy and successful. This is the balance and this is the struggle. Am I going to be an Oven Yachshev al Mishkovoi that I think unfavorably to other people? Or am I going to be a Yoyatzei Shalom who thinks only good about other people? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that this was his lifetime's work. I started off, said Rabbi Yisrael, as a person who saw myself as wonderful and only saw positive things in myself. And when I looked at other people, I saw their chasroinus and where they're lacking. And with a lifetime of work, I changed. I was able to see my own chasroinus and to always focus on the milus and other people. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Mi o'isha chavetz chayim, oyiv yomim lirois toiv. He's a oyiv yomim. He wants to live a long life. He wants to enjoy his life. Lirois toiv. He wants to see only good in everybody, in my spouse and in my children and in all the people in shul and all the business associates. In everybody I should see their milas. Oyev yomim lirois toiv. Moshe Rabbeinu begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ebrono. I want to go over to Eretz Yisrael. Well, if you go into Eretz Yisrael, obviously you're going to see Eretz Yisrael. Ebrono ve'ere. I want to see. Of course you're going to see. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no. Ebrono ve'ere esa oretz ha'toivo. I want to focus and see the milas and the advantages that there are in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, the Torah lists out in Parasha Shmini a list of oifus that we're not allowed to eat. And one of those oifus is called a ro'o. And the Gemara says in Chulin, why is he called a ro'o? Reish Aleph Hei? Because he has tremendous vision, can see extremely far. How do we describe that vision of this bird, the ro'o? Says the Gemara, the ro'o flies in Bovel, and he has such an incredible eyesight, v'roye es ha'nevela b'Eretz Yisrael, hundreds and hundreds of miles away, he can see a nevela lying on the floor in Eretz Yisrael. And the Mefarshim explained, if you only want to explain his eyesight, it makes no difference what he could see. But the Gemara wants to explain, why is the ro'o forbidden? What's wrong with this bird? The answer is, he uses his eyesight. He can see far away, v'royas and avela b'Eretz Yisrael. He can see something which is not good. That's an oif tome. That oif, Klal Yisrael, is not allowed to eat. We have to be the people who are oif yomim, lirois toiv. Says Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei, ba'aloit tzadikim. If you come into contact with tzadikim, any contact we have with tzadikim, rabotif eres, you'll only hear gushing praise and good things. They think positively about other people. Uvakum reshoim. If you have anything to do with reshoim, yechupas odom. They're looking to criticize people, to find what's wrong with him. However good you do it, but the Rosha will find something wrong with what you're doing. This is the difference between the tzaddik and the Rosha. Where do we stand when it comes to Yom Kippur? Yazev Rosha darkei v'ish oven machshavoysov. Leave behind the machshavos of the ish oven. Become a person who is ureibu tuv Yerushalayim, who sees the good in everybody. Become a person who is leyoyetzei shalom. And that says the pasuk simcha. He has a life of simcha. Elalikenu ki abel esloach. Even in a time of midas adin, we will be zoicha b'din. This is the tremendous maila and the zechus of a person who works on this midah. Rabbi Yerucham, unsere heilige Mashkiach in the Mir Yeshiva of 100 years ago, Rabbi Yerucham said, after he came to the Mir Yeshiva, huge big yeshiva with 300 bachrim, and after 3 months, Rabbi Yerucham said, I don't know everything there is about every bachrim in the yeshiva, but I know all the milus and positive attributes of every bachrim after 3 months. That's what he was looking for. That's what he focused on. That was what was important to Rabbi Yerucham, to see the milus in other people. When that happens, then we've left the ish oven machshavoysov. We've left the oven, and we've come to what Shlomo HaMelech describes, shoicher toiv yimtza rotzen. Shoicher toiv, you're looking for toiv in people. Hashem is happy with you. Hashem also wants to look for good in people. Shoicher toiv yimtza rotzen. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avraham Avinu and revealed to him incredible things and promised him the Jewish nation. Why is this? Dovan HaMelech says in Tehillim, he quotes HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Avraham Avinu, Ohavto tzedek, you loved tzedek, vatisno resha, and you hated rishus. Says the Medrash, Ohavto tzedek, you loved to say tzedek about people, you loved to see good in people, vatisna resha, and you hated seeing rishus in people. Al kein meshocha lekim lekecho shemen sosoy mechaverecho. Why is Avraham Avinu elevated? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Avraham Oyavi? Because Ahavta l'tzadik b'riyoysai. You like to speak good about my people. Vatisna resha, and you don't like seeing bad in people. This is the madrega of Avraham Avinu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, who wanted to see good in other people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him into the leader of Klal Yisrael. Gidoin turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your nation, Klal Yisrael, be nice to them. I see only milas in them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Gidoin, you are worthy of being a leader. You will be promoted. Leich b'koychach hazeh. Go with this koyach that you want to see milas in every yid that you meet. This is our avoida in our entire lives, and particularly when it comes before Yom Kippur, when we know that we're going to be judged. Am I an ish over machshavoysav, or have I become the person who is ba'aloitz tzadikim rabot teferes, that I have only good and nice things to think and say about other people? The Alter von Slobodka had a Talmud back in Slobodka called Reb Avrom Noach Paley, the father of what we know today as family Paley and family Garbus. The father was Reb Avrom Noach. He was one of the early ones who came with his family to Eretz Yisrael in the 1920s. He left Russia. He first settled in town of Hebron, was saved miraculously with his family in the massacre in 1929. He moved to Jerusalem, and he suffered terribly with his lungs and asthma, and the doctor said that the air in Jerusalem is not good for him and he should move to Tel Aviv. He moved to Tel Aviv in around about 1930 and continued to suffer terribly. He couldn't catch his breath. He was always short of breath, and he was sitting at home having a very, very difficult time breathing. His lungs were giving him such a hard time, and in order to gasp for breath, he left the house and went out into the street. A minute later, he was back, breathing perfectly, everything was good. And his children said to him, what happened? It was so difficult for you to catch your breath. How are you so good now? He said, I went out the house. I was in the street. I saw the next door neighbor extending his house. He's going to have a bigger house and a nicer house. I was so happy for him that he's going to have a better life than me. That Shmur Toivo Tadashin Otsem. It brought back to me health, and all the air pockets in my lungs relaxed because I had such great simcha. Nosata simcha belibi. You gave me simcha be'eis degonam v'siroshom rabu. When I see other yidden being successful, having a nice time, having more money than me, more success than me. Nosata simcha belibi. And that's why I recovered from my asthma. This, Moyav Rabbeisai, is our avoida. It's a lifetime avoida of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta and Rabbi Rucham, and it's what's demanded of each and every one of us when it comes to Yom Kippur. Let us be zoicha to be the ones who are ba'aloit tzadikim rabo teferes, who see and feel and think only good about every yid we come into contact. And may we be zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say about each one of us and all of our families, or have tot tzedek, you like to say and think good about my yidin. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has anointed you and given you a good year. And in this Sechus, we will all be zoicha together with our families to a Gemar Chasima Tova.